The emails from Walker's deputy chief of staff to key Democrats suggested the governor still wanted to strip public employee unions of the right to bargain over health care or pensions. But the note indicated the governor would give on other proposals, including dropping a plan to cap wage increases below the rate of inflation. Janesville Senate Democrat Tim Cullen was one of those taking the lead in talks for Democrats. He said Walker's decision to make the negotiations public did not help move toward a compromise.
I've seen very few negotiations like this be negotiated successfully in public. I can't even name you one.
Cullen said he personally thought some of the proposed concessions by Walker were significant, including provisions that could let some unions bargain over workplace conditions. The senator did not think his Democratic colleagues could support the offer as a whole, but Cullen left the door open to continue talks.
I think it's better to take sort of sleep on today's events and see if they call us or we call them tomorrow.
Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald said Republicans were rock solid behind the governor's plan. Fitzgerald questioned whether there was a deal that could be reached that would bring Democrats back to Madison.
I just have lost faith that they're willing to do that or that they could do that or pull it off at any point in the near future.
The note from the governor's staff also suggested Walker would require unions to vote to recertify every 3 years instead of every year as originally proposed. It would still end the practice of public employers collecting union dues. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.